one.
On the fourth one, it's 8:22.
It's time for What's It? It's time for What's It? It's 8:22.
Yes, it's the anti-penultimate day of the month. There you go.
Was that right?
Yeah, you were right. Yes, someone's texting us. You were absolutely right. Susie, who's a teacher, she knows these things.
She does.
So the penultimate day is tomorrow, but today's the anti-penultimate day of the month.
Thank you.
Which is the second but last one. And that means the girls, if they win today, cannot be beaten. It's boys 8, girls 9. But today, we've got a brand new fella, and he is going to knock you for 6, Arlene.
Is that right?
Yes, his name is Colin Shankey. He's 52 from Musselburgh. And what happened 10 weeks ago, Colin?
We're the King's grandparents.
Yay! Yay! So, first-time grandparents 10 weeks ago. Congratulations, yes. Colin. It better being a grandparent than a parent?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You can. Yeah, once they start crying or they need a nappy change, just give them back.
Oh, give them back.
That's right. Brilliant. Well, listen, Colin, let's see how many points we score today. We need a win for the boys. Otherwise, it's not looking good for the month. Are you ready, Colin?
Yes.
30 seconds. Say what's it if you get stuck, but only once. And your time starts now. If I stay in bed until 2 in the afternoon, what am I being?
Wheezy.
Yeah. Your eyes and nose and mouth are all on your what?
Face.
Yeah. You what a crime?
Commit.
Yeah. It's the part of your house where you would leave your car overnight.
Driveway.
No, but it's covered
garage.
Up.
Garage.
Garage is right, yeah. I like strawberry ice cream, but chocolate is my what?
Favourite.
Yeah. It's a boy band. It sounds like they're dead or alive.
One Direction.
No, it was The Wanted. What Wanted, dead or alive. Colin, you did well. Lazy, face, commit, garage and favourite. We scored 5 points today. Well done. He sounds thrilled to bits. But is that going to be enough to beat our defending champion for the girls?
Who is Gillian Mackay, 22, from Grangemouth. She has a boyfriend, Neil. She is studying her master's at Heriot-Watt University. And falling asleep places? Well, she did sleep through Iron Man 2 in its entirety once at the cinema.
It's quite a loud film as well, isn't it? With all the sound effects and stuff going on.
I know. I think it was a long day at uni.
Oh, yeah, the old I'm studying my master's. That old excuse. Right, Gillian, 6 points for the win. You got to go some today. Are you ready?
Yep.
30 seconds on the clock. Time starts now.
It's the kind of shop where volunteers work at.
Charity shop?
Yes. A girl will wear this instead of trousers.
Skirt.
Yes. If I were to say to you, did you get dressed in the dark? That would be considered a what?
Insult?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you kiss someone outdoors, you are kissing them in what?
What's it?
Okay, quick, Arlene.
All right, you put your valuables in this locked box.
Safe?
Yes. Yeah. No!
You see, if you hadn't got the giggles midway through there, you might have won, Arlene. If you're kissing someone outdoors, you're kissing them in...
Public,
yeah, it is public, Gillian, but you said what's it?
Yeah.
You got safe, insult, skirt and charity, but you only scored...
Oh, no! I'm so sorry, Gillian.
It's all right.
Which means Colin's very excited because it's a win for the boys.
Yo!
Brilliant. Colin, are you able to come back tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, we'll speak to you then.
Happy birthday, Chloe Stewart, who's 16 today.
Happy birthday, Chloe. You've just done that. Colin, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
See ya. And Gillian, all the best with that degree you're studying for. I hope
Thank
it all goes well.
You.
Well, she's got the degree. This is the master's.
Yeah, she's just showing off. Cheers, Gillian.
Thanks.
See you later. It's now boys 9, girls 9.
No.
Only 2 days left in the month to play for. Well, you done me.
Fourth one.